Okay, we're back.
Dude, we're back.
This connection hates me. It's happened so many times today. What the fuck?
That's what happens when you live out in the middle of goddamn nowhere.
Right. Well, I mean, I need that Elon Musk Starlink internet. I'm waiting for that shit to come available.
Oh, dude, I know. How is it living out there?
It's amazing. Like, I can't even lie to you. When I first got out here, dude, because of the circumstance of why I'm out here, like, I hated it. It felt like a prison to me. Like, but after I just spent some time, like, accepting my situation and, like, really just kind of embracing it, bro, like, I walk around barefoot all the fucking time. Like, I get to take care of the animals. Like, it's so quiet. There's no traffic in the area. Like, there's no hustle and bustle. There's really no worry. Like, you just worry about making your life comfortable. You know, I get fresh eggs from the chickens every morning to make breakfast. Like, the whole dynamic is just different. Like, it's such a slow life, but I love it. Like, honestly, like, I planned on retiring here. Like, that was the whole point of, like, me building a cabin. And like, my mom came out here to, like, build her own farm and build a homestead. So, obviously it's going to get passed down and stuff like that. So I just wanted to have a place to go and relax and decompress from society. And it's kind of weird because it's almost like being an alcoholic or using drugs and then detoxing from that.
Yeah,
I shit you not, like, detoxing from like a toxic environment in the city life. It's like you want it, even though you know it's bad for you. It's like you still want it back. And like, I, for the longest time, I was having like this crazy inner battle with myself. Like, how I knew Parkland Span Away for me was toxic and the people I had in my life were fucking terrible. Like, you know, and it's like, even though I knew it wasn't right for me, like, there was something in the back of my head telling me, like, dude, you need to go back. Like, you need to redeem yourself. You need to prove, people lied about you. Like, you need to get your name back. And then after a while, that shit just went away.
Hell yeah, dude. You just got to say, fuck what anyone thinks, dude.
Yeah.
The only thing that matters is inner happiness.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, you can get these haters out here talking all this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, you know how often I hear from people saying, oh, Brianna saw this, or so-and-so sent this to your ex. It's like, fake. Everyone's fucking fake. They call it the span away swap. It's just your turn with that girl. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's just nuts to me. Like, I like, to each their own. Like, everyone live their life. People do what they want. You know, whatever. Like, I'm not here to judge. But at the same time, I just feel like people in the Pacific Northwest, to me, have never really experienced culture for themselves. Like, I've lived in, like, Southern California when there's, like, a heavy influence of, like, a mix of cultures. There's, like, Hispanic culture that's, like, vibrant and loved. And there's Black culture down there that's loved. And there's just everyone, like, in different parts of the nation, like, some shit just isn't as big as a deal as it is in Washington, you know? And I feel like for that reason, people tend to, like, get their idea of life and how they should live and what they like and what they don't like from fucking TV.
It's the new party culture, bro. Everyone wants to be Insta famous.
I don't understand it, man. I just don't get it. Like,
you know what? You know, actually today, man, when I had my little binge over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know, I fucking ended up in the goddamn hospital because I thought that I'd broken my elbow. Oh, and that's shit. When I truly realized that, and, you know, the whole recording my goddamn weekend partying, you know, strippers involved, which was bullshit. Just disrespecting.
Yeah.
You know, it was just an ignorant ass weekend for me, right?
Yeah.
And, I got home and I looked in the fridge and, you know, those Trulies, those White Claws, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bottles of vodka. I poured those out right there. I poured everything out.
My
I said,
guy.
I ain't fucking doing this no more. It's like, really, what does it do? The only benefit that alcohol can give you is can make you actually, if you suck at talking to someone, mm-hmm. drink a little bit of booze, and you'll spit your entire life to them.
Right.
But, man, I ain't about that. And one of my best friends partied harder than anyone I know. And he did it. I was like, if this dude could do it, I could do it.
Oh, you know,
if it helps my relationship or from with Brianna or whatever, that's badass. But, you know, maybe down the line, it'll help me in a new relationship.
Yeah.
I don't want a new one, but if it comes down to it, I put that girl through so much shit. She probably, man, I can't even begin to explain the shit that I put this girl through.
Bruh. Like, trust me, I know the feeling.
Yeah, man. Feeling. Like I sent you my entire life story with that girl one time over Messenger.
Yeah, we definitely talked about a similar topic before.
I think I wrote out our entire relationship. And you know, that was when I got in that accident. I lost my four front teeth, had a concussion, jaw wired shut, bro. I have a traumatic brain injury, you know, shit. And that shit, like I'm not like slow or nothing. Like I feel like I talk a little slower, but no, dude, what that accident did to me put me in a dark spot, dude. That gave me PTSD in my mind. My mm-hmm. mind was war, bro. Was a war. And, you know, it's fucked me up ever since. Like, I have, like, these little moments where I'm like, everybody's against me. Or, like, somebody will say something, and I'd be like, why the fuck would they just say that? Like, and I'll sit there and think about it for hours.
Yeah.
Just wearing on, just, like, you know, maybe it might be insecurity. It might be a little crazy. I don't know. But it just happens.
Oh, I hear you.
You know, I've had therapy, all this stuff. I put, man, dude, that girl's a trooper for being with me as long as she has been.
I feel that, man. And it's good to hear you say it, because the thing is, like, most men can't admit when they're wrong. They have to be right. They always have to be the one who was in the, you know, that didn't do anything wrong. And you're openly just admitting, like, hey, I fucked up. And that's the first step. And then the second step is just, like, correcting behavior, working on yourself. And then eventually, it's not so much of a problem anymore. Like, I think we've identified. Like, I think we even talked about drinking back in the day, you know, how it was affecting you and stuff like that. So if drinking is the issue for you, and you feel like, or at least when you wild out, you know what I mean? Not necessarily like a relationship issue or whatever, but like, if you feel like drinking is that, it's worth giving up. Because like, when I stopped drinking, it fucked me up because I figured out I didn't really have friends.
Yeah, dude, that's the thing. It's like, when you hang out with your buddies, it's like, what are you guys doing typically? Drinking.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, you gotta... That party scene, you know, everyone wants to say shit to the guy that's sitting there drinking a soda while you guys are pounding fucking shots.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's not right to shame somebody with their life choices. Like, you know, the person that wants to drink, they could drink. That's the way that they want to live. And you know what? If you're sober, who cares?
Yeah.
You don't wake up with a hangover. You're fine.
I used to go to the bars and just drink water, dude. And hell just so yeah. But that's the crazy thing that I had to learn is like the fact that I have to go to a bar to socialize with the people around me. Like they couldn't, like they know I'm not drinking and we're supposed to be good friends. Like there wasn't a way that you guys or, you know, the one person or whatever couldn't not drink for that one weekend. You know what I mean? And that's what it came down to. It's like, how much of a priority am I in my life? Like I'm not drinking and I decided to take myself to a bar. You know, I don't drink. Like maybe next weekend we go do something like go to a movie or go to an arcade or whatever. But what I noticed was no one wanted to do anything unless it involved getting fucked up and being in a, to me, a toxic environment. You know, people want the drama. That's, I mean, when you think about a bar, like sometimes there's chill nights, but like 5 times out of 10, there's an argument, there's a fight, or someone's ex comes to the bar, or someone's new boyfriend comes to the bar, and then there's a fucking problem.
That's right. And everybody wants to get it on the gram or the Snapchat, bro.
Exactly.
That's how it is. They want to sit there and get the most likes, most views. They want to be center of attention. There's not anybody nowadays that doesn't want to be the center of attention.
Bro, I'm telling you right now.
That's my problem.
Yeah. Up on this mountain, I'm the center of a different kind of attention. It's because I've been the center of attention. I've been hella popular. I've been known like around the sea. Like everyone know my name. People come up to me. I don't even know. I don't know how many times I've been chilling somewhere with a girl or whatever, and someone just randomly come up to start talking to me, and I have no idea who they are. Or, like, people always hit me up, like, oh, where's the party at, or what are we doing, and all that kind of shit. It is fucking senseless. It means absolutely nothing. No one cares once you're not doing anything for them after that.
Yeah, dude, and that's that fake love, bro.
Yeah.
That is exactly the fake love. It's like the hangout. The hangout, you know, just sitting around a fire, BSing here and there, like that's out, that's gone. You can't take a girl out on a date to a movie anymore, or you can't go to a restaurant. Like how, like when you go out to dinner, you're like, oh well, let's go get some food and we could maybe go to this bar.
Exactly.
Like, you know. Or, like, dude, even people that aren't even 21, they get more fucked up than I've ever seen nowadays. It's like, I don't know how they're getting their shit, but, hey, those kids can party, I've been seeing.
Yeah, them new kids aren't fucking around.
But yeah, see, it's like shotgun and locos and vapes, there you go.
But that's the fucked up part, is because that's what their generation has been fed. Because when you think, okay, like, I love music, like, with a passion, I love music, but I can't fuck with Lil Pump. I can't fuck with these rappers that glorifying using drugs. Like, even, like, the people that be, like, some of the rappers I like that be talking about Perk sometimes. So I'm just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You have the largest voice, and you're sitting here promoting getting fucked up and numbing yourself from your problems. And you wonder why these kids are fucking dying left and right. Like, this one rapper just fucking, like, he was in an airport. I don't even remember his name because he's honestly not that relevant. And
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD. Like, he had pills on him, and instead of taking the repercussions for having them, he pops them all and kills himself.
Yeah, that's that was a fucked up situation, man. It's
tragic.
Like,
it's tragic.
And it's all music in general, dude. You got, like, rappers, you know, everyone's talking about drinking and doing drugs. Like, country music, bro, there is always something talking about fucking drinking beer.
Yeah, there's always somebody drinking whiskey.
You know, that butt rock. Butt rock, I think, is, like, they're talking about partying and just in general. But, right. You know, it's like, and you just can't get away from it. It's the culture. Yeah. It's the culture, and it's going to be sad to see, dude, in like 30 years when it's our generation running this country. It's
oh my God.
What are they going to do? Fucking, you're going to see the president up there smoking a goddamn grape fucking puff bar.
Yeah, it's most likely.
You know, in those puff bars, bro, they're pretty fire. I like them. And they're probably so goddamn bad for your body. Like, I used to smoke cigarettes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I remember the first time I tried a vape, man. I hit it, and I felt like I was going to die.
No shit.
I felt like I was going to die, dude. And then it's like, oh, well, it doesn't leave the stink on you. And that's another thing, dude, my girl hated. My girl hated smoking and all that stuff, too. So, you know, sometimes I'd hide it from her. I'd buy those puff bars.
Mm-hmm. But, it's a hard balance.
It is.
You know, I think I mean, when you want something to work, it'll work. Don't get me wrong. But what sucks is when you learn too late. And I'm a victim of that. Like, not a victim. I guess I'm a poster boy for it. You know, because, like, I'll be honest, I don't miss my baby mama not one day in my life. The only reason I care about whether she's alive or dead is because my son. That's it. And I don't say that from a hateful place. I don't say it from a mad place. Like, I've made my peace with what's happened. I made my peace with what she did. Like, I don't envy her. I don't hate her. I hope her relationships work. I hope she finds someone good for her. Like, I want her to be happy so that she can provide my son with a good life. And until I can get my son, you know what I mean? Until she comes to her senses or whatever and figures it out. But there's people that I never even dated that I miss. You know what I mean? There's people that I had true connections with that I wasn't able to see that bond until it was over. And I was sacrificing bonds for people who didn't even fuck with me to maintain bonds with people who secretly hated me.
That's the thing too, man. It's like, you can't really tell who the snakes are nowadays. It's like,
oh my God, they're good.
They are.
They got fucking camouflage, my guy. Like,
that's one of the things too that makes me paranoid about people. It's like, yeah. I don't care if my girl went out and had like a girl's night or whatever like that. But deep down inside, I'm like, what fucking idiots are out there trying to swoop her?
Yeah.
You know? And it's no shit. Like, me and her, like, we raised a child together from 2 years old to her. She's like 6 and a half now. That's my kid. Not right. Biologically, but dude, I would do anything in the fucking world for her. And it's the same with the old ex-wife, you know? She ain't my wife or ex-wife, but I like to call it that. We were together for quite a few years.
Yeah.
So, man, the only thing that I could pray is, like, when I'm single, man, I come across as, like, the biggest dirtbag and all that stuff. Like, I could talk someone smooth into it, but.
Yeah.
Man, sometimes I'm just like, these girls nowadays are just so fucking stupid. And I'm just like. And that's when I realized, you know, it's like, dude, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And. You know, maybe every relationship has that rough patch. Like, you're never going to have a non-argumentative relationship, because if you got, like, two strong-minded people, you guys are going to disagree. It's like, how do you handle after the disagreement? Like, you don't sit there and call each other names and stuff. And that was my problem, too. Like, she'd say something rude to me, so, well, better play a petty card, say something rude back. Or she'd do something to piss me off, and then I'd be like, well, prepare for a rough ride because I'm about to get really mean. So
yeah, I had a problem with negative one-ups.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
But the same thing is, though, like, sometimes that's a part of your personality. Like, if someone were to get me a gift or, like, make me feel really good, I'll do my best to, like, one up their, like, make them feel better than they made me feel, just because, like, out of appreciation. So when you get angry or upset, like, it's almost kind of natural to, like, escalate the situation. But that's where it takes, you know, all kinds of practice and life experience not to fucking blow shit up, because it's real easy for, like you said, strong-minded people to feel disrespected or feel like they've been attacked, and then not go on the offense.
Yeah, man, that's that toxic shit that we all love.
Yeah. I think a lot of us trauma bond. Like, I feel like that's a big thing. Like, if you're talking to someone new and you start talking about your ex and how bad they were, and then they give you your turn to talk about how much you've been hurt and stuff like that. Like, we've got to cut that shit out. We got to deal with our shit and not let it bleed into new relationships. Cause I honestly think it's planting seeds.
Yeah, that's one of my things too, dude. It's like, I can tell you right now, it's like every girl that I met before her was a dumb bitch. And I'm sorry for saying that word, you know, because like not all women are bitches. And
true,
maybe they are not dumb bitches in a sense, but the way that they put themselves out towards me, mm-hmm. they are fucking dumb. But man, it is so hard to go from toxic relationship to, you know, somebody that was good. And then yeah. you take that toxicity from your past relationships and make that normal.
Exactly.
And I don't know, man. It's just hard. I'm going to do this little sober thing and see what's up about it. You know, maybe diet a little bit. I need to get like a six pack or something. Women like the dad bods nowadays, though. But...
right. Women, you know, women, it's the biggest trick. Women love personality. And that's just, I mean, because I, like, when I look back at myself, I'm like, what the fuck was going on? Because, like, I was a big dude. Like, I was not healthy. I was something else. But I still landed bad bitches. And it definitely wasn't the money. Because, like, I spent more money on, like, my guy friends and shit like that than I ever did female friends. Like, I loved going out to eat, and I didn't want to go alone. But, like, I wasn't showing up with random purses and shit like that for just, like, randoms. You know, like, the girls I weren't fucking were the girls I was spending money on.
Hell, yeah. And you know what? Those girls, bro, like, they're intimidating to others. Like, you see, mm-hmm. you get, like, a nice bond with, like, a chick or whatever like that, where there's, like, no sexual feelings or nothing. Like, you may want to bang them here and there, but you mm-hmm. don't want to screw up that thing that you got.
Yep.
But yeah, man, that's also nowadays. Anyone like say that there's two dudes or there's like a dude and a chick hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's always saying, oh yeah, they're fucking this and that. Well, maybe they're not. Maybe they're just fucking friends.
Dude, I went through that the coldest. Like the thing that people don't understand about me is I have the psychology of humanity pretty much figured out. I've been a pretty smart kid my entire life, to my detriment. And the thing I've noticed is women will have your back. They will fucking go to war for you. They will love you eternally without ever having to have sex with you if you just take care of them and treat them right and look out for them in just a friend way. But guys, if a guy likes the same girl as you, behind your back, he's going to talk shit and try to get that girl. Yep. You know what I mean? If you're making more money than a guy in your life, he's going to try to talk shit about your job. Or, you know, like, there's just this weird, unnecessary competition between men. And that's why, like, I really don't have really any more male friends. After the last fallout in 2018, like, after the whole Chelsea thing and the government thing and all that crazy shit, like that, all the shit people were talking about me. And when I actually called my guys, I'm like, I need you guys. And no one wanted to show up. They were too busy getting fucked up and partying. When I beat people up for them, like, I've put my fucking freedom on the line. And I've, you know, like, we're supposed to all be family. And then no one show up and no one want to extend their friendship to me. It's just like, no, fuck that. Like, there's no, like, it's shit so one-sided these days, and I'm just not the one for it. So, I just pretty much cut everybody off.
That's badass, dude.
You got to. You just have to. It's a healthy thing to do. Like, people, when you're of a certain status or a certain level, or you're seen a certain way, people no longer look at you like a human being, like you're important to them. They see you as a tool. And that's the biggest issue for me. Like just in music, to quote music, like when Drake said, you need to learn how to love people, or you love people and you, or you got to learn how to love people and use things, or whatever he said. People love things and use people to get them. And I just, I don't understand. It's a material item. I can never understand it, my guy. I can never understand it.
It's that clout life, bro. Everyone wants to one-up everyone.
I don't get it. Like, do people really, like, expect to be famous? Do they expect to like, what does a digital like actually mean for people? Like, I'm still trying to figure out. Like, I've done a lot of research. I've listened to a lot of lectures of psychologists about the thing. And I still don't truly grasp it. Like, it's not real. Yeah. And I wonder if people know it's not real, but it gives them, like, a false sense of security or a false feeling, so then they do it anyway. Or do they, or do people like that think that they're going to, like, change their life through, I don't know, wild actions, like from getting internet famous or something like that?
Right. Needless, that TikTok life, they see like a select few amount of people get famous off that shit. Like, bro, when the quarantine was happening, I was addicted to that TikTok. Like, I'd watch it, but I would never make a goddamn video because I was like, these people are just fucking stupid.
Yeah,
you know,
I've never downloaded TikTok. I've never really fucked with it. I've seen like TikTok videos like people repost, which I think it should be a crime. Like, TikTok should stay on TikTok. Yeah. But man, I really hope that people find love for themselves within themselves, because that's why I'm so at peace, bro. Like, honestly, I'll be frank with you, the stuff I went through in 2018, like, if that happened to me in my younger years, I would have committed murder. 100%. There's no doubt about it. There would be bodies stacked up. Because, like, people think they know me as, like, the fun, loving guy, but they don't know, like, where I come from or my past.
Oh, yeah. You know? Everyone has that breaking point, bro. This is where you just got to wild out.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people talk tough, and I know a lot of people act tough, but, like, I'm a tough guy that had to act nice. Like, I had to learn how to assimilate into, like, the world as a normal human being, because, like, the shit I was raised around and the people I was raised by and, like, my DNA from my father, like, bro, I could tell you some stories. Like when we're talking about Wild Wild West outlaws, my father was an outlaw. I mean, the dude, this motherfucker, there's a story that was told at his funeral, and I'll share it because it's a pretty popular one. My dad robbed a bank, was escaping, running from the police. They were shooting. I mean, people were shooting at the police. And they got to a point to where a lady was walking across the street, and it was an old lady. He stopped in the middle of a police chase, let the old lady cross, and then continued on running from the police after robbing the bank.
That's that old school respect.
Yeah, and I feel like that's lost. Like, the people that want to be tough and have that culture and want clout, they don't know how to manage it. There's no kind of respect for a code of life in any respect. Like, you don't have to be a gangster. You don't have to be hard. You don't have to be of a certain culture just to have that level of dignity and honor. You know what I mean? And I just feel like it's just been lost. It truly has been lost.
It is definitely a sad world out there, Lewis. We should definitely learn up on a topic, though, and get up on it, and hit me up. Can I hit you up tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Hell yeah. Yeah, my roommate's all banging on the door. It's dinner time, I guess.
All right, 8 o'clock. It's all good.
Hey, well, dude, I had an amazing time.
Yeah, it was fun catching up. Dude.
Hey, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm still in that little slump, but I'll probably be out of it tomorrow.
let's talk off book for a little bit. Let's get something that we really want to talk about, and then we'll do another one.
Hey, dude, I'm so down. I'll hit you up on your old messenger. I'll send you my. I know you don't really fuck with phones, do you?
No, yeah, I got a number and stuff.
Oh, you got a number now?
I just don't even use it. Like, literally, I don't talk to anyone. So, yeah. But I mean, we'll make it happen. We'll connect.
Hell yeah, bro. All right, man. I had an amazing time talking to you on this stuff. It makes you feel better just letting it all air out.
Dude, yeah, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. All right, bro. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Later. Hey, what's up, Drake? Can you hear me good?
What's up, Lewis? Yes, I can. I can hear you good now. Yeah, I had a little technical difficulties, huh?
Dude, it happens all the time.
Like, yeah.
The past three podcasts I've done, I've had issues with it, but it's all good. Man, how's life? What's new?
Oh, dude, life. Life, how do you even explain? Can't even explain life right now, man. Like, I'm in the process of, you know, my on and off again girlfriend, as everyone knows. We kind of had a little outing, but
yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw what I did on Snapchat, but it was pretty provocative.
I didn't catch it. And if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to.
Hey, dude, we're here to talk about whatever, right? So, you guys want to hear it.
Let's go. I love the Odyssey. So what happened on Snapchat?
Oh, Snapchat, dude. So as everyone knows, that me and my ex had split up, but, you know, I kind of act out, you know, when I'm upset. So one of my close buddies ended up having this little stripper girl come over, and we felt like it was okay to put the entire show on Snapchat.
Bro,
exactly.
That's like some me in 2016 shit. That's a move.
Yeah, 2020 going in hard.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, dude. I don't know. It was a wild night, you know, blocking out. Just not my life, bro.
Fuck. Well, I mean, I've seen, like, I keep track of all the people I care about, you know, like, you are doing good. Saying, like, you're going hard with the UTV stuff. Like, you got that banging bus. Like, things seemed like everything was fine. Like, you guys were getting along. Like, relationships in 2020 are hard as fuck. I think we all know that. Like, you can be with and like, work things through. And so, like, do you think you guys are done, or do you think you guys can bounce back?
Oh, dude, we always bounce back, but, yeah. You know, it takes a lot. So, I guess the thing with our relationship is I always felt like, you know, if I had, like, some ballin'-ass job, mm-hmm. that I didn't have to really do anything but, you know, pay.
Right.
You know, yeah. That was the downfall in it because, you know, where she saw it as, you know, I'm a guy. Right. Us guys, yep. Sometimes we throw our clothes on the fucking floor. And, you know, sometimes when our ladies want us to help clean up a little bit, we kind of slack in that department.
100%. Yeah.
And, you know, I guess don't show enough attention. You don't show enough affection. Things like that. It's like, you know, every Sunday I would make this girl breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know?
Aw.
And, you know, I thought that maybe one day a week was good enough, but, right. You know, it's hard to read women. I think the problem is in today's day and age, every chick watches The Bachelor. They
Bro.
All...
Oh, yes. Yes.
They want that fake love. That ain't real.
It's not. It's TV. I did a podcast. It was like 3 hours long. With this chick, and it's like we're so infected by the media, by music, by like all these news broadcasts. Like we live in such a fake world, and while I'm sure we all have our issues, especially as men, like I've been there before when I was making the money and I was being a provider, I didn't necessarily pull my weight or think about the relationship in a way. But at the same time, I believe it was on, you know, whoever you were with to communicate clearly, because they understand, like, when, especially depending on the type of work you do. Like, last time I checked, you did some hard shit. Like, it wasn't like you sat in an office in air conditioning all day, like you were busting your ass.
Oh, yeah. So I spent about almost 8 years in the ironworkers union, and I transferred over to the operator side, so... You know,
yeah.
Like I went to school, all the good, everything, banking, and yeah, man. Money is not what women want.
No,
like
I mean,
they'll say it in the heat of the moment that you know they like all the shit that you're buying, but once you push that person away, then they'll start telling you the real truth. That's where the lack of communication comes in.
100%, I agree.
So, you know, it's not like we didn't have sex or nothing like that. We banged all the time, but it's like it wasn't.
It's the shit that actually matters. That exactly. It's the shit that matters that we missed out on because we're not taught that. You know, like I don't care what anyone says, unless you have communication with your parents or older people that you know that you can go to for relationship advice, we're fucked. Because at the end of the day, we as human beings, for some reason, now have just an issue being frank. Everything's politically correct. Everything's feelings. Like, I don't feel like people in relationships or in society feel comfortable enough, like, voicing how they feel and their opinion. Especially because, like, when you think about it, women, like, historically have been by men, they've been treated like property. Like, literally, women are traded for shit in some countries to this day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fucked.
It is fucked. And I feel like as men, like, we're raised to only think, like, money, you gotta get a good job, you gotta work hard, you gotta go to college, you gotta be able to provide, you gotta make sure you can eat, blah, blah, blah. There's so much pressure put on men and aspects I don't feel like people actually appreciate that we then, like women should like cater to us. And I just feel like that's the biggest problem we've had is men don't feel appreciated. Women don't feel heard. It's a big debacle that's really putting stress on people our age.
Yeah, man, it is. It's definitely not 1920 anymore. It's definitely not like just the man go to work and whatnot. It's women are working nowadays too. So,
right.
You know, you can't expect them to sit there and make you dinner every goddamn night or whatever. But, you know, that's the hard part about our generation is because I don't know how old, like, your parents are or, like, your grandparents. I was raised by my grandparents. So it's like, you know, my grandma always cooked and grandpa worked or whatever. But, you know, the relationship I always saw in them was my grandma would always talk mad shit to my grandpa. Always talk mad shit. But, you know, long story short, dude, there's love there. So, when I see like the toxicity when it comes to like arguing, I don't take that arguing as breaking up. I take it as, well, I just pissed her off and it'll blow over. Right. But, you know, the way that she was raised, she didn't see no fighting or nothing like that. So it's like a whole different world.
Yeah.
So, man, I can go hours upon hours on giving relationship advice that I don't ever follow.
We can keep going into it. My thing is just like, where do you feel like you're going to be able to improve like at a rate that matters? Right? Because we all have things that we have goals. We know what we need to work on. But, like, what are the steps that you think you're going to take, whether you get back with her or not, like, to be a better person? Like, learn the lesson.
Oh.
It's hard to ask, like, to, like...
The lesson to be learned. That is the thing. So, you know, you sit there, you go through your breakup. You want to sit there and party hard with your boys. But when it comes to...